morning, listeners, and welcome to another edition of Different Folks. You've all heard the expression, love thy neighbour. It seems quite a reasonable request, but how easy is it when your neighbours are quite literally neighbours from hell? Here in the studio, we have Jeff and Margaret, who found themselves living next door to some, how shall we put it, pretty nasty people. Morning to both of you. So, Jeff, tell us all about your neighbours.
Well, it was certainly terrifying. I moved to London last year when I was given an exciting new opportunity at work. Naturally, I took it and was very excited about living in the big city. But things quickly changed and I was desperate to move away.
Why? What happened?
I was living next to a group of students, if you can call them that. I'd say animals would be a more accurate description. At first, there was no trouble. In fact, they were very polite. You know, they'd say good morning or afternoon. But a few weeks into living next to them, complications arose.
What kind of complications?
The first incident was on a winter's night back in November. They threw a party for what seemed like the entire city of London. By 10 o'clock, their house was practically vibrating with music. Oh, and of course, this was a weekday.
Did you go round and complain?
Well, I did, but I just got a mouthful of unpleasant abuse. At that point, I called the police and they came round. By the time they arrived, a fight had broken out amongst some of the guests.
So, were the problems resolved?
Resolved? You must be joking. Far from it. That's when my real problem started. I got all sorts of threats and was even worried about leaving the house. In the end, I was forced to move.
Goodness, that sounds terrible. Well, it seems you're not the only one. Margaret, you've also suffered. Tell us about it.
Yes, well, I had a different kind of problem. You see, I live next door to a young family who left their rubbish out in their garden instead of putting it into the larger bins provided by the council. By the end of the week, there was a tremendous pile of rubbish that just sat there, and it smelt terrible.
Oh, dear. So what happened?
Well,